Welcome back to In Depth for a final interview. I'm still your host, Ian Sorensen, and in the studio, it's Danny Heinsohn and Bridget Roskup for Euphatoria, third annual.
Yes, indeed.
Third annual. Describe this thing. What is this thing?
Okay, so we started this show. This is our third annual, and in 2015, a friend of mine, Jared Limwall, I contacted him to kind of put on this photography exhibition. He is on the board, was on the board at My Hometown Heroes, so he introduced Danny and I, and we put together this show within probably 9 weeks from its start date to its completion. We had probably 60 to 70 people there, and the idea was to purchase photos from community members who submitted them worldwide. 100% of the photo purchases go toward scholarships for young adult cancer survivors. And we were able to provide two scholarships that year, went to My Hometown Heroes. And then the next year, last year, My Hometown Heroes was able to provide 9 scholarships, I believe.
Wow.
Seven.
Still.
And
seven.
This year, last year we had at the show about 250 people. And this year is going to be even bigger. We have 12 vendors that are coming, alcohol and food vendors, great sponsors in the community that are really helping us out. And we have even more photos from all around the world.
I was about to ask you, how has that grown, the number of photos over the last, 3 years?
It's just been a tremendous amount of support from student photographers. I teach photography classes to kids in the community, and they've been submitting photos. Their parents will submit photos, and then we have a really strong amount of professional photographers that have been submitting photos continuously from year to year, and this year it has even grown from that.
Beautiful. And I can personally attest, I went to the second annual last year, and it was the most breathtaking photos I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, I'm glad.
And again, you can bid on them.
Mm-hmm.
You can bid on them and get them, and the money goes to, of course, that wonderful cause.
Exactly. And what's even better this year is we have a silent auction. Professional photographers in the community, Jeff Dow has submitted, donated this just absolutely beautiful award-winning print canvas that you can bid on the silent auction. So that is the addition this year, is we have silent auction items as well from photographers who've sent in massive metal prints that are just gorgeous. So that's
very
new
cool
this year too.
And you were at, what was the location last year again?
Oh, it was at Dolan Lexus.
Dolan Lexus. Is that the same thing this
year?
Yes,
same building out on South Virginia. And they have just been so supportive. They were so supportive last year and really excited to have us back this year. They're just a really strong business in the community.
That's really cool. So, Danny, you have a personal stake in this.
Yeah, we spoke a little bit about this last year, but my 10th year remission from brain cancer, it was I decided to do an Ironman in Canada and raise the initial funding and $10,000 of the symbolic of the decade milestone. And from that point, My Hometown Heroes was born. And since 2011, we've awarded 57 scholarships to young adults all across the United States.
That's fantastic. And I think it's going to get even bigger this year.
I hope so. Sure. It looks to be that way.
Yeah. We have initiatives going national now in the sports marketplace as well that we're starting to deploy slowly but surely. And I think we're going to have a marathon team that's going to happen in October.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's very cool. So, where are you hoping to take this? Are you just going to just get bigger and bigger and bigger and keep going every year?
Well, this year, we'll see how it goes this year. It's just the community support and the word is out. And we just hope that it continues to build. And not only the thing that is most important to me is that so many photographers are sharing their personal moments. There is not a single person that hasn't been touched by cancer. And they share these beautiful moments with us, and that we all get together and we get to share our feelings and meet the recipients. And there's lots of tears in those presentations at the show. And it's really something special to experience.
Very cool. So actually, I don't even know if we got like the drill down the details as far as I mean, we know where, but when and all of that.
It so is Wednesday, April 11th from 5 to 8:30 p.m. at Dolan Lexus.
Dolan Lexus. Very cool. And people can buy tickets online?
They can. MyHometownHeroes.org is where tickets are available. And then also we have a wonderful sponsor, Tribe Salon, where you can go pick up your tickets at the discounted early bird price up until the show. So please visit Tribe Salon. They've been a great sponsor of ours.
Awesome. Jump on it. Danny, anything you want to add? I feel like I haven't touched on you too much, and I feel like I want to give you more of a...
Yeah, well, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, on that 10-year remission, I published my book in 2014. I had this crazy goal to award $1 million in scholarships by 2020, and this is one of the components that's going to help us get there. And, you know, one of the things for Jared was, you know, his whole experience with cancer was more of a journey and a learning experience. So whether we get to the $1 million or not, you know, it's the goal, but it's what we're going to learn throughout this whole process in terms of building a community is what's the most important and getting a lot of people involved.
All right. Fantastic. Danny Heinsohn and Bridget Roskup. Eupatory is going to take place this coming Wednesday, April 11th. Get your tickets.
Thank you very much for having us.
You're very welcome.
Cool. Thanks, Ian.